The Girl Banker Podcast is produced by Talk Business and Politics and the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal and sponsored by Grand Savings Bank.
Hey there, I'm Natalie Bartholomew, Chief Administrative Officer of Grand Savings Bank and the owner-author of the Girl Banker blog. Welcome to the Girl Banker Podcast series. In every episode of the Girl Banker Podcast, I'll sit down with guests who are accomplishing incredible achievements in their own respective fields. These women inspire me, and I hope that they inspire you too. In today's segment, I'm joined by pioneer girl banker and one of my very favorite role models, Mary Beth Brooks. We discuss how she navigated the waters as a female CEO at the Bank of Fayetteville and her new role as the director of the Small Business Development Center at the University of Arkansas. Well, Mary Beth, thank you so much for being here with us today on the Girl Banker Podcast. I've said this to you several times before that I truly feel that you're a pioneer girl banker, specifically in the Northwest Arkansas area, Arkansas as a state in general. You were one of the first women in banking that I looked to as a role model, because not only did I see what you were doing and how you were moving up in your career, but you did it with grace. And so I appreciate you being here today and being a role model for me and continuing to be a mentor. So if you don't mind, just to kind of kick us off and tell us a little bit about Mary Beth Brooks's banking career in a nutshell.
Oh, goodness, that's a lot of years to make into a nutshell. First, thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it. Mary Beth Brooks in a nutshell, would, as far as banking would be, I was a banker for 29 years. Started out as a bank examiner right out of school. Did that role in the mid-80s when there weren't that many female bank examiners. But I had great mentors that I worked with that encouraged me and kind of kept pushing me along the way. So that was a perfect beginning of a career. And it forces you to learn a lot really quickly. Then started my role as a banker, and truly over the course of the years have done just about everything in a bank, which I think has been really helpful.
Yeah.
Was to just be, and banks tend to operate in silos, and I kind of jumped from side to side over the course of time, that really helped me to get a better understanding of not just how things operate, but how a bank makes money and how to do how to improve things. So I worked in various states, did different things, even was a consultant for a bank in the banking industry for a while, and finished my career at the Bank of Fayetteville, and I was the president and CEO of the Bank of Fayetteville for my last 11 years in banking.
Wow. That's great. Did you grow up knowing that you were going to be a banker, or did banking find you?
Banking totally found me. I have so many people have somebody in their family who was a banker, or their family was in around banks. Not at all with me. Raised by a lawyer and a teacher, and I have I have three siblings, none of whom were even really more in the business world, more lawyers and engineers. So it just kind of found me. I was looking for something that I could do using my skills at the time. I wasn't even sure what that was going to be. So it just found me.
What skill do you feel helped propel your career the most that you possessed?
You know, it's really interesting you ask that, because starting really young, I was the youngest child and kind of sometimes had to always do something to get attention, I guess, when you're the youngest of four. So I was always able to talk to people and relate to people, remember them, know who they were over the course of time. And that's so much of what banking is.
100%.
It's all about relationships.
Yep.
So if it was vying for, as a young child, as a big tennis player, and vying for a tennis court, and adults had the prerogative to have it first and they could come and kick you off. So you had to be really nice to those adults and say, maybe I could play with you guys and get to know them well. And before long, they were inviting me, you know, as a 10 and 12 and 14-year-old girl. So I think that really helped in all of that, along with I was pretty good in the math kind of world, but more so the bigger picture of I felt, I guess, what I worked in myself into was understanding how a business should run and how it can operate well.
Right. You know, mentors are obviously essential in developing as a career person, specifically a woman in banking, I think. So who were some of your biggest mentors through your career?
Oh, my goodness. First would probably be this a man at the Arkansas State Bank Department. His name is Wilkes Marshall, And he was my first boss, and he stood up for me when we were at some banks when they didn't necessarily weren't sure about a female being there, right, or a female being in charge of certain things. So, and was always super encouraging to me and saying, you can do everything and do it well. I think also along the way was just finding those people who would take me under their wing and make sure not just protecting me, mm-hmm, but encouraging me to find other avenues and to learn and to always learn, and then to take what I learned, both the good and the bad,
right,
and turn it into something that was going to be productive for, right, me going on down the road. So many mentors over the course of time, and whenever I think about things, people are always asking me what advice did I learn and those kind of things, but there are very specific tidbits from different, mm-hmm, people along the way. So, mm-hmm, I think it's just super important to really learn from everybody, both good and bad.
Yes.
Because some of the best experiences I had were not necessarily working for the best boss along the way, but I learned maybe what worked well for them,
right,
but also really learned what seemed to turn everybody off,
yeah,
and try to make sure I didn't do some of those
what
things.
What not to do.
Yes, right.
Definitely. If you were to give a number one piece of advice to a young woman considering a career in banking, after what you've been through, what you've seen banking change, and we are continuing to see banking change daily.
Absolutely.
What would that piece of advice be?
I would say learn and always learn. learn and then take, and not just to learn the actual physical, how to operate this, how to make a business, mm-hmm, cash flow, but also really to learn from those people, from people you work around, learn from your customers, and then take that, what you've learned, and implement it,
yeah,
in every aspect. The other thing that was super helpful for me was, I remember my dad giving me this advice forever ago, that every single job you take it and you go for it with,
yeah,
absolute most gusto. And it doesn't matter that you don't plan to do that job, mm-hmm, for the next 6 months, year, 2 years. You act like every single job is the most important thing that you're doing, and don't whine about it. Don't, yeah, complain about it, and dive in, because you will always learn something out of every one of those experiences. And I think in hindsight, I don't think I realized it at the time, but in hindsight, people really appreciated, mm-hmm, over the course of time, even if I maybe, in hindsight, it appeared that I was just kind of sifting through that particular role at that bank for only, a year, mm-hmm, or 18 months. But I made really relationships with those people I worked with.
Right.
And with those customers, and that made all the difference in the world.
And that's really the true power of networking, both for business development, but also for career development as well. So do you have any advice in terms of networking for young women? I think that sometimes is a challenge for them.
Absolutely. What's really interesting for me too, back when I started in the banking business, Natalie, it was, in the 80s, there weren't that many. There were a lot of women who worked there, but not women in executive,
right,
positions. So, and I even at one point in my life was asked in an interview question, which, mm-hmm, I think you can't ask.
Yeah.
what about being a woman, and what about when you want to get married and when you want to have kids and all those kind of questions. And I didn't go to work there, I promise. But that was still a real thing, mm-hmm, back then. So it's tough to find your way sometimes,
right,
to navigate that path. But I think the best advice is, make the very best of every situation,
yeah,
and there's that you have to be your very own best advocate.
Absolutely.
Every step of the way.
I would agree with that completely. So you have a newer gig with,
right,
the University of Arkansas. So let's tell our viewers about what you're doing now and how you can even help them.
Oh, I'm having a blast, y'all. It's so fun. My new second career. I guess I've been doing this for like 15 months. And so I'm working for the University of Arkansas. I am the director of the Small Business Technology Development Center, and it is so much fun. So it's a lot of what I did as a,
mm-hmm,
banker,
mm-hmm,
but this is a free service. So we provide free consulting services to people who are getting started in businesses and people who are trying to grow their businesses. And so you can imagine, as a lender in a bank,
mm-hmm,
when people would come to me and ask me for loans or for advice or for however they should operate. So I'm getting to do all that and help people get prepared for that lender.
Wonderful.
Or help people to figure out how they're going to, if they want to increase their manufacturing and grow into three other states, how it is that they can do that. And we are helping those businesses every single day. And so it's super fun, because it really nourishes my soul, mm-hmm, I feel,
mm-hmm,
like.
Great.
And I get to do a lot of those same things as I did in the banking business. So I think that a lot of the same abilities really translate into right. this new business. But it's just making it's super happy, and I feel like I'm really rewarded every single day on helping people. And we serve 8 counties in the northern part of Arkansas. And so anybody can reach out to me anytime, and we can help.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you, what would be the best way to
best
do it?
Or to
your department?
To our group. Again, it's the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center. Best way to reach me is M.E. Brooks. So it's Mary Elizabeth. They're very formal at the university. M.E. Brooks at UARK, UARK.edu.
Wonderful.
Is probably the best way. Our office number is 479-575-5148.
Wonderful.
So reach out to us. Again, it's a free service. We have I work with a great team. So we're having a lot of fun too.
That's amazing to see how your career has come full circle, how you're able to help people and enjoy what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's just a dream.
That's essential to love what you do.
That's for sure.
Well, Mary Beth, thank you so much for coming today. It is an honor to have you here. It means so much to me to have you here. And so we really appreciate it.
Always.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Mary Beth Brooks, former Girl Banker and current director of the Small Business Development Center at the University of Arkansas. That's all for the podcast of The Girl Banker, but you can catch fresh content regularly at thegirlbanker.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I'm Natalie Bartholomew. I'll catch you next time.
The Girl Banker podcast is produced by Talk Business and Politics and the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal and sponsored by Grand Savings Bank.